Hello and welcome to the Blues Guitar Show podcast with me, Ben Martin, from thebluesguitarshow.com. Hope everyone is having a good week out there this week and you enjoyed the last couple of sessions all about a bit of blues theory. Now, what we're going to tackle today is one of my favourite topics and one of the topics that I get asked about the most. Apologies that this one's coming out a little bit late. I've had a bit of a mad time recently with gigs and shows and work and things. I've got 3 days coming up with three shows in three different places. So very, very busy time, but it's all good. And I'm going to try and keep getting these out whenever I can. I've got a little portable recording set up now so I can take it with me and just kind of get these done as and when I can and make sure we get them out for all of you. So what we're going to talk about today is writing blues solos. Now, this is slightly different to when we talk about improvisation, which is an important kind of distinction to make. When we talk about improvising, we're talking about coming up with something on the spot as part of a jam, you know, being able to just go in, knowing the chord sequence you're playing over and being able to kind of create something on the spot and having that kind of fluency of guitar vocabulary to do it with. But when we're talking about writing solos, we're talking about something slightly different, which is it's not so on the spot. It has an element of improvisation with it, certainly when we start doing it. But really what we want to do is kind of meticulously think about what we want to convey through our solo and find a way of putting it into practice. So what we're going to do today is we're going to do an exercise that I really enjoy doing with my students, which is focusing on a kind of very traditional blues classic and using the spaces between the notes, if you like, to create some solos. So what we're going to do, we're going to kick off by learning the main riff. Then we're going to look at a couple of different scales we're going to use, and then we're going to start thinking a little bit deeper about what it is we're going to try and push through the guitar to kind of convey to the audience. Now, something interesting, there's kind of interesting backstory to when I started doing this. I started doing this years ago. We were in Shanghai, and I met a guy called Dave Raffa. He's a fantastic guitar player, kind of a metal shredder, but like really, really good, like covers of magazines kind of good. And he was a Berklee alumni, and he asked me if I could go along with him and do an audition for a singer who was looking to get into Berklee. So she was going to have her Berklee audition, and wanted to have a kind of pre-audition session with a couple of musicians, if you like. And she had to do some improvising with her singing. And she was kind of struggling a little bit. And it was over a 12-bar blues, which was lucky for me, to be honest, because if it had been something more complex, I might have struggled. But it was over a 12-bar blues, and she was doing improvising singing. And it was kind of difficult. She was struggling with it a little bit, and she was tending to just kind of, it was very eighth notey, and it was, if the guitar's going, she had a kind of da, 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 or whatever it was, but it was quite repetitive, and it didn't have a lot of dynamic change in it, it didn't have a lot of rhythmic change in it. So one of the exercises I gave her to do was to go away and listen to some of the kind of great guitar solos and see if you can emulate it with your voice. And what we're going to do today is actually the exact opposite of that. We're going to play something quite vocal or something quite singy on the guitar. So when we start doing this, I want us to kind of keep in mind what would a singer do and what kind of inflections and stuff would we be able to sing. And it's a really good exercise because what it forces you to do is it stops you thinking about the notes you're playing on the guitar, but it makes you think about the music that you're trying to make, if that makes sense. So if we're doing this kind of, if you try and sing in the middle bit, then you can find those notes or whatever it is. And if you try and sing them first, you'll actually find that you don't always stick to the kind of shapes that you know on the guitar, because the tendency is to go, and just stick to that kind of minor pentatonic thing that we all know and love. So what we are going to do is we're going to learn this part, which is nice and easy. We're going to start on the top string, open. And I'm deadening it just a little bit to give it a bit of flavour. And then I'm putting my fingers on fret 2 and fret 2 on the two middle strings, 3rd and 4th. And then taking them off. Two strings open. And then I'm fretting an E chord. Now, it actually doesn't really matter because I'm only playing the top string and then the bottom string. So open top string, fret 2 on the two middle strings, take them off, fret an E chord, and go top string, bottom string. And you can make it a 12 bar, go to the A, and back to the E. Go to the B, A, and E. Whatever it is you want to do. But what we want to focus on is playing that part. And then you've got this small gap to fill in. Now you can use the minor pentatonic. So if we were going from top to bottom, that would be on the 6th string, 0-3, down to the 5th string, 0-2, 4th string, 0-2, 3rd string, 0-2, 2nd string, 0-3, and bottom string, 0-3. You can use that scale. That kind of good stuff in there, but what I want you to try and do is see if you can fill in the gaps first by singing it. Now, you don't have to be a very good singer to be able to kind of hum some notes. I mean, I'm really not a very good singer, but and then you need to try and work out what you did. That already is probably something that I wouldn't naturally go to in terms of when I'm playing on the guitar, but it is something that I kind of naturally go to and gravitate towards when I'm trying to create music. So it's a really good exercise. Just play around that, fill in the gap, and give yourself 2 bars if you need. And then just keep leaving those gaps and see what you can fill in. And if you want to turn it into a 12 bar, you can do that as well, but otherwise, just try and riff on that E and see how many different ideas you can come up with. Now, that's all we have time for today. For any other courses, books, information like that, head over to thebluesguitarshow.com. Thank you to everyone who came to or watched back the workshop last weekend. Last weekend, we had a flat picking workshop. In December, we've got a workshop all about improvisation. If you're interested in joining some of the workshop series, just shoot me a message, a direct message on Instagram, or email me ben@thebluesguitarshow.com. You'll find links to all that stuff over at the website. If you find these useful, please leave me a review, preferably 5 stars if you're on Apple Music or Spotify. It really helps the kind of algorithm ensure that this gets out to as many people as possible. And of course, that's what we all want. There's a link to the Buy Me a Coffee page below if you feel so inclined. And otherwise, have a great week and I'll catch you next time. Are you fully fretboard confident? Do you know where the notes are, how they connect, and how they move up and down the strings? My latest book, The Triad Method, is all about using simple three-note shapes to completely unlock the fretboard. This book is absolutely full of light bulb moments that are going to demystify the neck three notes at a time. I've compiled a huge number of diagrams, shapes, and exercises based on over 10 years of teaching this stuff to make it as simple as possible. Download The Triad Method and see for yourself today. Link is in the description below.